Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to bring on Israel Gutierrez from ESPN, NBA reporter. You see him on the NBA side. He's a sideline guy. He's doing big things up there at ESPN. Israel, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, Zach. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good. All right, here's a question I want to ask you. I need you to rank in order 1, 2, and 3. The NBA regular season, the NBA playoffs, and the NBA offseason. It's a tough one.
I think the offseason is probably second. I think the offseason is second to the playoffs and then the regular season.
That's kind of the answer that we had today. It's amazing because I told Dave I was away last weekend, and I went to bed Friday night pretty late. Woke up Saturday morning to the NBA world on fire. I was not up at 2:30 in the morning, nor on the West Coast, not feeling effects of any earthquake on a live broadcast like Sedano or any of those guys were. And I woke up to, I could not believe that Paul George got traded and Kawhi had signed with the Clippers after hearing all the guys, all the experts say the Clippers are out, they're not there anymore. How surprised were you when you either saw the news Friday night or woke up Saturday to it?
No, it was Saturday morning and I was very confused. I was trying to figure out what year it was and how Paul George was all of a sudden a free agent to be moved. And it just makes you realize how sort of lethal Kawhi Leonard kind of is, both in his game and in his approach to this. Like, he got an organization to quietly trade its superstar, one of its superstars, to get to a place that he wanted to. And, you know, had everybody essentially guessing in the media, which is never a good look for us. I don't like to brag about it or point and laugh at people when they screw up because it kind of makes us look bad. But, yeah, it was pretty shocking. And it just goes to show you that a guy can be a free agent whenever he wants to, really.
All right, Izzy, let's bring it down here. The reaction to that move is Russell Westbrook. And if you're the Heat, do you make a play for Russell Westbrook?
Oh, man. No. I'm just not I don't think that's the guy that Pat would go all in for. I think it's partially because of his game probably won't age particularly well. It feels like he's a guy who sort of takes over your offense if you bring him in. And I don't know what style of half-court game he's really, great at. And so I would have a hard time saying he's the guy. And you know Oklahoma City is going to ask for a lot. They're going to ask for everything to get the MVP off their hands. So I just don't think he's the one.
You know Pat likes shiny objects. Jimmy Butler, shiny object, playoff contender. If it's not Russ, I know Bradley Beal's name has come up also, but with Bradley Beal comes the possibility of taking on John Wall's contract also. If you had to pick your poison, you wouldn't pick Russell. If that was the case, you'd pick Bradley Beal and John Wall?
I mean, if you have to take on John Wall's contract, I still don't. I don't love that deal either. If I had to pick one,
it's tough.
I think you could probably leverage the Wizards more because you're taking on that John Wall contract and maybe don't have to give up as much. But if I had to pick one, I guess I'd take that one. But I don't think either one's worth it.
You have this isn't a binary decision. You do have the third idea of punting and saying, "Let's come back next offseason." Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's what I would do. I look at the squad that they have and, you know, assume a couple guys get better and develop and assume Jimmy Butler can find a really comfortable place there or Eric Spoelstra can find a real comfortable place for Jimmy Butler there. I think you're going to have a playoff team to be excited about. And so you don't have to build it all at once. I think it would be obviously a good next step for this team to be that and then see what happens in the next coming off seasons.
So where do you put, after all these moves, assuming, Russell Westbrook's probably going to go somewhere, but let's just take that off the table for now. Who's the team right now in the NBA after the Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, the Lakers, after all these moves?
I mean, I want to say that it could still be the Lakers because they have, you know, the Anthony Davis, LeBron, Boogie combination. And, you know, but I just have a hard time seeing picking against Kawhi's team when he just did what he did in Toronto and now has Paul George next to him. And I don't know how you're going to score against those guys with Paul George, Kawhi Leonard on the wing, Pat Beverly, you know, annoying the bejesus out of you. So I gotta say it's the Clippers.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the coverage in L.A. We knew it was going to be big when LeBron got there anyway. And, you know, we saw what happened with the Heat years ago with the Heat Index on ESPN and all kinds of – there were just all kinds of gigs around this Heat team. But in L.A. now, we got to talk about an entire – I know that the ESPN does their – they have a set out there in L.A., but it's got to be the epicenter of the NBA now in one arena, having Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on a certain night and then Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Boogie Cousins on another night. It's going to be interesting – L.A. for basketball the next couple of years.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. And as if L.A. didn't already think they were the greatest place in the world.
Right.
They're going to think even hype more of themselves these days.
And a couple hours down the road, Golden State, when they actually get healthier again, it just should be an interesting time in California for basketball. What do you think about, and we'll just go around all the free agency at this point, the Nets, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and what they're building there, what they're trying to build there, and DeAndre Jordan, what do you think about that team? Maybe not this year, but maybe even next year.
Yeah, it's funny because every time I think about the Nets, what I immediately think about is what the Knicks aren't. And I think that to me is more of what that every time I see the Nets jerseys and the Nets signings, because, you know, they don't really have much of a history. Like Kyrie Irving being from Jersey and, you know, having been a fan as a kid is kind of a cool thing for them. And I think, you know, Kevin Durant, when he comes around, is going to have a great story, his comeback story, and it's going to be, you know, in New York. And it's not, you know, if people want to say it's Brooklyn, it's the second team there, but it's not, and it's still New York City. And so I think that team's going to be a lot of fun, and the Eastern Conference is going to be a lot of trouble in a couple of years.
And as of now, who's the team in the East? Philadelphia's made, you know, they kept their core together with Simmons. They gave him the big money and shipped out Jimmy Butler, and yet they made some interesting moves. Where do you put them in the East now?
I think to me it just depends on the development of Ben Simmons for them, because I still think Milwaukee is a team. They have the MVP and you know, presumably could get better around him. I just don't know if Ben Simmons is really going to develop into a way where you can say, hey, that team is unstoppable. And so I'd like to see what he looks like, what kind of improvement. It doesn't have to be a ton. He just has to be something of a threat from outside the paint. And so I got to see what he develops into before I can really say, hey, the Sixers have it. And, you know, Brett Brown had a lot of pieces to work with and, you know, didn't really figure it out. Like, this year has to be the year where he has some stability within his roster and then he figures some sort of continuity out and some sort of offense out. And I don't know if, you know, I haven't seen it yet, so it's hard to pick him.
Has Brett Brown reached out to you in teaching Ben Simmons about a jump shot? Have you been reached out to yet?
No. I don't think I'm the last resort.
It is really interesting that the Eastern Conference now at the top, because me and Dave have been talking about Boston, Milwaukee, Philly in any particular order depending on the regular season. And then what? You know, if the Heat make a move, can they move up there? Is Indiana up there? Is Detroit, you know, a better team, or any of these teams any better? But the Heat making any kind of move with Jimmy, maybe bringing in someone else if they can. The East, you know, the four spot and down up for grabs like it kind of was last year. But if the Heat do make a move, they could possibly move up there into that four spot and maybe be someone that, you know, Philly or Boston or even Milwaukee has to kind of deal with in the second round of the playoffs. But it's usually not Pat Riley's kind of thing to stand, you know, no pun intended, stand pat and not do much. He did bring in Jimmy Butler, and if there is rumors about Bradley Beal or Russell being available, he's usually one of those guys that goes to Andy Ellisberg and says, how do we make this work?
Yeah, I can see if, you know, if this team becomes an Eastern Conference strength come, you know, and it's obvious come February or so, and I could see him sort of looking around and seeing if he could bring in another big name. But I just like the idea of having, you know, an upgraded team, a stable team, somebody that, or a team that Eric Spoelstra can really mold. And this could be, you know, one of those regular season teams, if people stay together, I mean, don't get injured. This could be one of those regular season teams that, you know, just flourishes under Spo and the structure and maybe win, you know, 50 games. You never really know. So I think, like I said, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's the issue with the Heat, really. You look at, to me, I love the upside of Adebayo, okay? And you don't know, I'm not sure about Justice Winslow yet, and you don't know the rookie and all that, but these are parts to mold. If they go out and get Russell Westbrook, and I'm not saying they can put the package together, but if they would, that doesn't really throw them over the top. It doesn't. It makes them better, but also with the ceiling's there. You're at, you know, the fourth team in the East, probably in the regular season, and can you ever really, you know, win the East? So the question with Riley is, okay, how much of the moment do you live the moment to the extreme right now?
I mean, I think you can convince yourself that, you know, that this team can be top of the Eastern Conference, like, and again, it comes down to being able to stay healthy, which is always tricky, but, I don't think you can say, you can look at these other teams, including Philly and Milwaukee, and say they are unbeatable. They're a juggernaut. They're a sure thing. You could find perhaps reasons to tell yourself that Milwaukee's going to slip off, and you know, Jimmy Butler himself can tell you that the Sixers will probably drop off a little bit. And you know, again, it there's a lot of assumptions to be made, including, you know, Justice Winslow improvement and Bam Adebayo, et cetera. But I think that's part of the fun, even whether you're a fan or whether you're Pat, the executive, of seeing what you can get out of this group or out of these individuals. And then, you know, if it's obvious early on that maybe it's not working, then you don't just sit and watch. Then you try to really make it work, because you made, you know, magic out of absolutely nothing this offseason. And so maybe you could do even more.
All right, so now I got to get to the most pressing issue of the morning. Did you get a lot of feedback last night when you put out the tweet that Winn-Dixie cookies were better than Publix cookies? Because that was the one thing I had number one on my list. I just wanted to see, because I'm going to be honest with you and tell you that I haven't had a Winn-Dixie cookie in a long time.
Yeah.
So you know, I just don't know, but honestly, I thought it was blasphemy the second you threw it out.
I thought I'd never had the Winn-Dixie bakery cookies that I could remember. And so swung by one on the way home before the UFC fight the other night. And thought they were great. And all these people talk about these Publix cookies like they're, you know, have no rivals. And I just wanted to say, Winn-Dixie has some damn good cookies.
I'm just stunned that you eat cookies whenever you look like you have no ounce of fat on you. What is this stuff going on?
No, it's like 1%, this guy on the phone right now. Are you kidding me? Eats a cookie, burns right off him at this. Wow, so did you get a lot of feedback on Twitter last night?
Honestly, I don't really check my message that often. I'd have to check them this morning and let you know.
Smart move by you right there. Israel Gutierrez from ESPN. Appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you for waking up with us.
All right, guys.
All right. That was Israel Gutierrez. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.